This show contains language and themes that may be considered offensive. Use your best judgment. Hello and welcome to Deliberate Noise. I'm your host, Derek Howard. Deliberate Noise can be found at deliberatenoise.com. And is, I guess, the flagship of the Deliberate Noise Network, even though it is not on iTunes. That first song was by the band Rilo Kiley, and it was called With Arms Outstretched. That is really a pretty catchy tune. I really like that one. The lyrics are kind of clunky at times, but what lyrics aren't? Okay, you know what? I gotta go let the dogs outside. But in the meantime, here's the Heavy Young Heathens with the song A Day Lasts Forever.
serve me some hand-fed grapes from the vine, and step into the favorite novels of mine, and have a drink and leave your bad days behind, and take a picture of me under the shrine, this shrine, built from those things that they call hopes and dreams. Tapes and magazines with love and fame and fortune far between. Ooh, ooh, baby, now I said, ooh, ooh, baby, now make it pop, make it lock, make it boogie, make it stop, make whatever you want, but you shouldn't look back, cause you know I never do. And there were times when I couldn't handle it. No one to share it with, and I see that fame and fortune don't mean shit to me.
That was the song 2008 Girl by the band The Public Good. I always find it funny when bands put years in their songs because it kind of dates them, you know. Prince, 1999. Come on. I mean, when was the last time anybody played that song without being ironic? Yet, you can still play Little Red Corvette and people won't be like, oh, yeah, this is quaint. You know, rappers used to do that a lot. Not hip-hop artists. I'm talking about real rappers. They'd always throw in, you know, like, you know, welcome to, you know, it's 93 now, suckers. You know, it's like, wow, okay. It was 17 years ago. However, all that is kind of diluted by the fact that one of the all-time greatest songs ever created, Fight the Power by Public Enemy, starts off with 1989, a number, another summer. Anyway, that was, like I said, The Public Good. Before that was a song, Bling Bling Baby, by Love She Wrote. Emile and Friends did The Shrine, and I think that's like, I think Emile is an actor. In fact, I'm almost positive he is. I just can't remember his name now. I want to say Emile Hirsch. I think he was the guy who was in, I think. I don't know. You know what? Never mind. You know, strike that from the record. Never mind. I'm thinking of somebody totally different. I think Emile Hirsch does have a band, but I don't think it's Emile and Friends. And if I'm wrong, I'm wrong. Oh, well. But anyway, that's Emile and Friends, and the song's called The Shrine. And that whole section started off with Heavy Young Heathens, the song A Day Lasts Forever. Now, all of these songs I chose because they're a little catchy. You know, they have some sort of a hook in them. My son, Steven, is 6 years old, and he likes catchy pop tunes, basically. Doesn't really care too much for catchy rock tunes, but pop tunes he does like. And these are, like I said, these are all catchy. I found that out the hard way. My friend Jasper Borgman from the Plan 9 Rock Show was moving from the Plan 9 print headquarters in Warren, Michigan, to Austin, Texas, to be with his lady friend. And, well, that and the fact that Detroit, this whole Detroit area is dying even quicker than it was before. However, we were going over there to give Jasper some driving music. I discovered somehow that I have two extra copies of The Replacements, Let It Be and Tim CDs, and I was going to give them to Jasper because he doesn't know anything about The Replacements, or at least at that time he didn't. But we kind of got lost. I've been over Jasper's house dozens of times, but never coming from my home. It's always coming from the job I used to work at. And I couldn't remember how to get there from, you know, my house. So we got lost, and I kept trying to call him, but he wasn't answering his phone. And then finally, you know, Steven was in the back, and he was complaining because he didn't want to driving anymore. He didn't want to be driving. While we were going there, I was listening to Tim. And he likes Kiss Me on the Bus, which is catchy, but he does not like Bastards of the Young. And he doesn't like A Dose of Thunder either. But those are, you know, they're catchy, but they're a little harder edge. And he likes, you know, the upbeat poppy stuff. Because he just, he told me flat out that I don't like rock and roll. But he does like ska. Because I was listening to the new Rancid album a few months ago. And he wasn't digging the punk rock tunes as much as he was the ska tunes, you know. A punk rock song would come on. He's like, Daddy, turn. And the ska song was, all right, I like this song. And really odd, he likes Mozart symphonies. You know, I have like the complete symphonies. I think I have all his symphonies on CD in the car, and we were listening to them, and he likes them, you know. And he likes Charlie Parker jazz. But my stepdaughter hates jazz, but that's a whole different story. Anyway, All that just to say that that's that these that this show is built around catchy tunes. You know, like I said, sometimes the lyrics are a bit clunky, but the music itself is really catchy. In fact, that last song, 2008 Girl, if it wasn't so dated, that sounds just like an XTC song. You know, and XTC has that habit of like changing up things inside their songs. I like it. And I really like the fact where they kept counting up the years, I should say, at the end of the song. Really dug that song. Anyway, all right, I'm done with that. Here is the band, the Pinstripe 45s, with the song I Don't Know What Hit Me.
Sunday afternoon.
All right, that's the band White Denim with the song I Start to Run. That sounds very kind of like the Dirt Bombs. Or oh, who's that band who does the theme for Hung? The Black Keys? I think so. Maybe also this band called The Heavy. Who am I going to play on the next show, I believe? I kind of like that. It's kind of sloppy. It's kind of, I don't know, raw. I guess raw is a better word. Anyway, like I said, really dig that song. It's called I Start to Run. It's by White Denim. Before that was Hold Everything by the band Merit, and that whole thing started off with the Pinstripe 45s with I Don't Know What Hit Me. I like this show. If you don't like it, listen to it again. That's what I always say. You know, a lot of these songs may not grab you the first time, but they always grab me, and that's why I play them. But usually on the second listen for the entire show, I don't know, it seems to gel a lot better. All right, I'm done with that. Anyway, deliberatenoise.com. You can send email to feedback at deliberatenoise.com because people still have trouble spelling Derek. That's D-E-R-E-K at deliberatenoise.com. Yeah, all right, this is the last song. It's by the Black Kids, who I believe are a bunch of white guys. I think one of them might really be black. I don't know. Anyway, it's called I'm Not Gonna Teach Your Boyfriend How to Dance. Take it easy.